Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How are you doing there, Mr. Ju?
Doing pretty good.
Another great day.
Now, don't forget to check out our Tool World Plus program. That's our exclusive subscription program, and you can find it through our website. We go into detail about specific patterns, kicking techniques, diagrams, and so overall, it's a great addition to supplement your Taekwondo training.
Well, we think anyway. And obviously, there are other benefits if you decide you want to do that. Mm-hmm. Such as getting 50% off on some of those events that we do, like the virtual seminar we just had recently, the Tool 3.
And we also have another big seminar coming up in October, where we're going to have lots of master instructors giving lessons kind of as a summit. So be on the lookout for more information on that soon. Now, one of the biggest topics recently has been the Olympics, and I thought we'd kind of talk a little bit about that. So what's your personal take on the Olympics?
Oh, I'm always excited about that. Watching the Olympics, regardless if it's summer or winter. Well, I like competition in general. So just watched the BMX, and that was really cool to see. Obviously, Taekwondo, I like to watch that. And gymnastics, I like track and field. And so, yeah, what about you? Which one do you like?
Do you watch much swimming? Of the... No, I don't watch too much. Watch the swimming or the track and field. Watch some table tennis. Mostly the highlights, though.
Yeah. And so, you know, I like watching competition just because competition, when you're in competition or you want to perform at a high level, it's not only just the physical aspect. It's not only the training aspect, but it's also this mental aspect. And can we learn from that? What makes someone rise to that occasion to perform at the highest level possible? What makes them special, right? And obviously, we had one of the gymnasts, and it's kind of, she had dropped out and totally understand and totally would not disapprove of what she's not a champion or not. She is a champion. It's just that sometimes when you're in the mental, when you're not at the mental game, you could be physically fit, you could be physically be able to do certain things, but the mental has to be there to be able to compete at such a high level. And so that's true. I think that's true with when you're competing. Well, I think you also have that mental capability, even in self-defense. If you're not mentally prepared to handle a situation, it could be devastating. So the mental aspect is really important.
Yeah. So recently, it seems like Japan's having karate as their exhibition sport for the Olympics. I just watched a little bit. They were doing some kata. And I think they're also doing some sparring, but I don't think we've gone there yet.
Right.
Not sure. I also know that the WT is working to get forms also in the Olympics, and I'm not sure where that is right now.
Right.
But what's your personal take on having forms in the Olympics?
I think it should be part of it because it's an art. This is kind of like gymnastics, right? Where you have different skill sets and you're watching different things, right? And yeah, Taekwondo, even WT has patterns. They have forms. They have pumses, taekwondo, whatever, right? Obviously, we do ITF. And so we do the Changhang forms or the ITF forms. And so they're different, though, right?
Yeah.
They're different in the way they're performed, and they are aesthetically different. So I think it'd be exciting to see.
The problem I see is that at some point the students are such a high level that it's almost difficult to really differentiate between different people, I think. I think that's something that we see like at the World Championships, is that people perform at such a high level that what's the difference? And also, does the average viewer understand really what's going on? So, you know, that kind of brings up the question, do you create separate forms that are geared towards competition, as in they're more difficult, or things that they're particularly looking for?
I think that's a good question. I think that when you look at, let's say, Olympics floor exercise, mm-hmm. right? So they actually are creating, it's kind of like a form.
Yeah.
They do certain techniques, but it's mm-hmm. free flowing and it's not structured.
Yeah.
They create their own, right?
Right.
And then what they look for are specific techniques out of that. Now, like for instance, ITF forms, obviously there's certain movement, or it's a certain way of doing it. Mm-hmm. It's the sequence and the techniques and so forth. Mm-hmm. But that also means that everyone around the world would have to be doing that. And a lot of people are doing those forms. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that do other forms as well, like Pumse's or Taeguk's or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are other Taekwondo schools that create their own. So if you're going to mm-hmm. have something for the, like at the Olympics or something like that, everyone has to come to the same page. Same place, mm-hmm. right? And have to agree upon it. And then you're going to have to look at how to judge these things, because I think even some of these stuff were like maybe in gymnastics, where it's really subjective. Did I see a technique, and how do I score that technique? Mm-hmm. Because it's really kind of a personal opinion from that umpire, whether mm-hmm. they scored a 10 or a 9 or whatever, however you're scoring it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times that's why you have like 10 judges, and they drop off the high score and they drop off the low score. So mm-hmm. that, and you kind of have this middle ground.
Right. And that's what I'm saying, is that, you know, when you have forms and they're just doing stances and basic hand techniques, at some point it's just so high of a level that you can't really grade it, which is why I think that, you know, when you have like gymnastics, you can choose different techniques to get certain points based on difficulty as well.
Right.
Which is, I think, what would end up happening anyways, is that the techniques would become so difficult.
Will it become where people are creating forms where you're doing 540s or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then does it become more free-flowing? You create your own form?
Mm-hmm. Or does it become more
like traditional.
Diving? Or no, I was going to say diving.
Diving? Like, well, yeah. So I think, in diving, yeah. That's, again, I think it's kind of subjective mm-hmm. in a way, because you got to be able to see certain techniques, right?
Right.
And I think the more you see certain things, you do pick it up. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll see stuff mm-hmm. that a first degree won't see.
Right.
I see stuff that maybe a fourth degree doesn't see, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so the umpires or the judges have to really be very experienced. And I don't know if... Can you make that right away? So it'll be interesting to see how they do it in karate.
Mm-hmm, right.
The judging of the competitors, right? Mm-hmm. Is everyone doing the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really subjective. I think that those kind of sports are like that, and it's hard to say.
Right.
Unlike track and field.
Just whoever's fastest.
Whoever's fastest, right?
Yeah.
It's... Yeah, certain things are not disputable.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, even sparring, where it's just scoring, but did the umpire, well, even boxing, if you knock out somebody, you're the winner.
Yeah.
But when it becomes a decision, you have to decide on how many points that guy is. The umpire has to be able to see all of that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we miss it. So it becomes... really subjective, right? Mm-hmm. And so having an electronic device such as in fencing, mm-hmm. right, where it tags the yeah. vest or whatever,
right,
then there's no dispute.
Yeah.
There's no dispute about that. But the way we do sparring today, it still can be subjective, and it could lean towards one person just mm-hmm. because they like that person or that country or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you know what happens is you get the sparring in the Olympics where it's the same kick. Because that kick seems to score the most, right?
Flip, flip.
Right there, you know, it's like kind of a it's like they call a cut kick, cut
yeah,
kick and a
yeah,
like a like a twisting kick, and they just flip the leg around
yeah. And
and
it's easy to
it's
score.
easy to score, which is also the other problem, right?
Right. You start adapting, you start doing things to adapt to help you win, right? There's nothing wrong with that, right? Winning is winning, I guess. But in some ways, it doesn't represent true art, I guess. Or it doesn't represent the completion of the art, right? And so I think form should be part of it because it's part of the art.
Let us know your thoughts on the Olympics and what you would hope to see. And what you think if the forms or patterns should be included in the Olympics, because I think it's going to be a while before that even ever happens. Because I think Taekwondo only came to be in the year 2000, they said. That's pretty recent. It's one of the newer ones. And then you were saying that exhibition sports have to be there for a few years, for a couple times before
Couple Olympics, I
a
believe
couple
it is,
Olympics.
before they can be before it becomes an official Olympic sport.
Yeah, so we're not gonna see karate for, I don't know, till maybe 2030,
Yeah,
2000, you know. So,
that and so that kind of depends on the interest level too, and how many. I mean, there's so many. I think there's so many different factors to make it an Olympic sport. You have to have so many people doing that sport, right? And when you're talking about forms, I think that's going to be a challenge, I think, because you got to get everyone on the same page. And we would like to say ITF is, you know, I think a lot of schools do ITF forms that are not part of the ITF. It's because that's what General Che had traveled around the world back in, I don't know, 60s, 70s.
But thanks for jumping into another podcast. Don't forget to be safe
Keep training.
and have a great week.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.